And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of Galileo, Galileo Galilei, born in Pisa, Italy, 1564. It was Copernicus who suggested that it was the sun and not the earth that was at the center of the solar system, but Galileo defended that theory called heliocentrism and got in trouble with the Pope for all his trouble. It's the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, Adams, Massachusetts, 1820, one of the leaders of the women's suffrage movement. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Art Spiegelman, born in Stockholm, 1948, grew up in Queens, New York, his parents, Holocaust survivors. They hoped he'd go into a profession like dentistry, but he loved cartooning. Went to college, dropped out to work full-time for Topps Candy as a designer and cartoonist. Worked for Topps for more than 20 years. He married a French graphic designer named François Mouly, and together they started the magazine Raw, comics for adults. And it was in Raw that Spiegelman wrote a comic strip based on his father's experiences in Poland during the Holocaust, a strip called Mouse, in which he depicted the Jews as mice, the Nazis as cats, and the Poles as pigs. It came out in two volumes, My Father Bleeds History and Here My Troubles Began. He and his wife also edited several books of fairy tale comics for children called Little Lit, including work by Neil Gaiman, Paul Auster, and David Sedaris. And it's the birthday of the writer and artist Miranda July, born in Barre, Vermont, 1974. A performance artist who sang with an indie rock group called The Need, wrote, directed, acted in a film called You and Me and Everyone We Know, and wrote a book of short stories, No One Belongs Here More Than You. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Kirkpatrick, entitled Odessa, for J.S. I drove through Sacred Heart and Montevideo over the Chippewa River, all the way to Madison. When I stopped, walked into grass, blue stem, wild rose, a monarch. I was afraid at first. Birds I couldn't identify. Might have been bobolinks, non-breeding plumage. I'm always afraid of what might show up suddenly, what might hide. At dusk, I saw the start of low plateaus, plains, really, even when planted, almost to the Dakota border. I was struck by the isolation and abiding loneliness, yet somehow thrilled. Alone, hardly another car on the road, and in town, just a few teenagers, wearing high school sweatshirts, walking and laughing on the edge of a world they don't know. Darkness started as heaviness in the colors of fields, tractor, corn stalks, stone. I turned back just before the Prairie Wildlife Refuge at Odessa, the place I came to see, closed, empty. The moon rose, full. I was driving Highway 7, the Sioux Trail. I could feel the past the way I could in Mexico, Mayan tombs in the jungle at Palenque, men tearing papers from our hands, 3 hours still to drive home. Odessa, a poem by Patricia Kirkpatrick from her collection entitled Odessa, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the National Geographic Channel, presenting Killing Lincoln, based on the novel by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Killing Lincoln premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m. Produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.